T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hey, Woody, before we get to your Friday headlines, which I just know is going to be outstanding today, we got to somehow get a handful of these schools that just get the crap beat out of them every week, every year, they're bad, and you know, because the size of the school, and We got to get them literally, and I'm being serious about this. Is not, you guys are waiting for me to say something.
I'm waiting for a punch.
Smartass, sure, there is nothing like.
I'm waiting for you to wrap this up. To be honest,
we got to get a group of schools that can play against each other so they're competitive. Who?
I mean,
like
91-0.
There ain't no school spirit in 91-0.
School spirit.
I mean, that's pass out snacks to the kids and tell Johnny that it's okay. We're proud of you. All right, what do you got for us, Woody?
Okay. The Washington football team has screwed up again here. Is that they're going to honor Sean Taylor. They're going to put him in the Ring of Honor. They're going to retire.
I think that's good.
No, it is good. All right, and obviously it's a nice thing. They're going to retire his jersey. There's only a couple of other players, only two other players that have received that honor from the Washington football team. The reason they're apologizing is because they announced it yesterday, and they're going to do it on Sunday. And they had to come out and apologize. He said they're apologizing for waiting so long to reveal the Taylor honor this weekend, saying they should have given fans more notice. They said, "I'm very sorry that the short notice does not properly reflect the impact Sean had." The president of the team had to come out and say.
You know what this is all about.
They're trying to distract from what's going on over there, which is why they're a pathetic
organization. Let's
talk about
Sean Taylor's greatness and forget about all the crap going on, this investigation and Bruce Allen and John Gruden and Dan Snyder and all the other scumbags in that organization.
Right. How do you do this, though? Like, how you screw something up that should be so nice like this?
Well, normally if they have a night like that, they announce it before the season. By the way, week 5 or week 6.
Well, it's a big deal.
Right. We'll be retiring this jersey at
halftime. You almost think they're doing this for the wrong reason.
Of course.
You almost think. Mm. By the way, I didn't know this. They preserved his locker from his last game there.
Wow. I did not know that.
So his family's going to be there to get to see it.
Wow.
One of the most
freakish
athletes of all time.
No, how do you announce this 3 days before the game?
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, but, you know.
I do. You know what's crazy? Of all the guys, and it's terrible, this whole thing and the way it's handled. And, you know, you're trying to get family. Oh, by the way, coming up in 4 days, can you guys make it up here? We're going
to
retire.
Yeah, we need to distract people from all the horrible stuff that happened this past week.
But this is a big thing when you do something at this level for the NFL. I mean,
they've only had two other players.
Yeah.
In that, I imagine there's a rich history there, right? You know.
The Redskins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not supposed to say that.
Washington. Well, they were the Redskins now. Right.
When?
Yes. Washington football team.
All right. Our next story here.
Don't hit me with that correct crap. I said it. People still accidentally say it.
Yeah, bad people.
All right, I'm a bad guy. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
Wonderful's great. That's great.
I'll see if I can get to something offensive later on here. All right, William Shatner, 90-year-old, stiff and sore after his historic Blue Origin space flight. So he's been running around telling people that he's a little bit hurt here. He said even when the G-force was only at 2 G's, he said he couldn't even raise his hand.
He didn't look like he was having as much fun as some of the other younger people.
I don't think he enjoyed it all that much.
No. Probably happy when they landed.
Like to get back to Star Trek.
Sore, he aches.
Beam me up, Scotty.
So he could barely get up.
I mean, he's 90. You expect? Probably gets aches when he goes to the bathroom.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah.
90. Looks great. I don't know what to say, Woody. You're looking.
Music coming up here.
Not much to say, man.
Okay, great. We have music coming up here.
I'm about done with you. Go ahead.
Anytime you get to a little gap like that, just say 91-0.
Okay. 91-0. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. Everyone cares. All right. Adele has her new single coming out here. It's been 6 years since she's come out with new music. She says her new album will address the most turbulent period of her life. I don't know what her other songs were about, but they were quite depressing. Right. But yeah, so this apparently will be about the most turbulent time in her life. I don't know if she's going to sing about new boyfriend Rich Paul or not.
I met a new man. I'm a big fan of the NBA.
And another new album coming out today. Coldplay's new album is out.
Nobody cares. God, you are a self-serving bitch. You really are. Coldplay's out. Great.
91.
Fill up every stadium.
I'll remember that later.
That's your best quote of the day, man.
So Coldplay, I don't know if you recall this, but they said they won't tour again until they can come out with an eco-friendly way to tour.
Oh, nice.
They find something?
They actually did. They're going to. This is really
hazmat
lame.
Hazmat suits.
They're going to have a dance floor that will generate electricity when fans jump up and down. They'll also have some sort of pedal power available at these venues as well.
Go Coldplay.
Awesome.
Listen, before you knock Coldplay, last time they toured, they played to 5.4 million people, making it one of the biggest tours of all time, earning them more than $500 million.
Yeah.
Damn, Coldplay. I like them. That's big.
Half a B, huh?
All right, we go to the frozen pizza business next. Right. Have you guys seen the new Barstool One Bite frozen pizza?
I did see a picture of the box, right. I did see it.
All right, well, anyway, they've sold almost 250,000 of these pizzas through Walmart.
Really?
I know. Well, they do a good job of promoting their own stuff internally here, and so they've done a good job of that. I have never personally had a frozen pizza that has stood out from the rest. I usually just tend to buy whatever is on BOGO at Publix for frozen pizza because they're all kind of equally as bad.
If I have to eat a frozen pizza, I'd probably eat a DiGiorno.
I'm just not a frozen pizza guy.
I mean, if
they're just equally right. Like,
don't like cold pizza.
Coldplay or cold?
No, cold pizza. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of cold pizza. I see people, I see the kids eat it cold.
Gotta like out the fridge?
Yeah.
You don't like it like that?
No.
Oh man.
I had a good pizza when I was in Orlando. You ever go to Uno? Chicago style is pretty good. Surprisingly good.
That place.
I haven't stopped. Right.
We usually do the Giordano's when we're in Orlando. We were on like the other side of town, and so we went to Uno. It was actually pretty good. Did a deep dish, thin crust.
It is amazing about once a week. You get the urge for a friggin' pizza, though.
Totally agree.
It is crazy.
What do you prefer? Are you a New York or Chicago style?
Or New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Or
yeah.
Do you not know the difference?
I do.
No,
I've been around
a bunch
of different cities, right. Woody. Been to Chicago a few times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, Chicago might kill you.
You want me to tell you about some of the trips I've been on? Go ahead.
Speaking of killing, Myles Garrett, did you see how he decorated his front lawn for Halloween?
No.
He put tombstones of all the different quarterbacks out on his lawn.
I like that.
Some division rivals. There's tombstones all over his front.
By the way,
lawn.
You want to talk about number one pick or first round pick living up to being that guy? Myles bleeping Garrett.
I don't even like what he does on a football field. His offseason workouts where he's that standing jump and he jumps
he's incredible
like 95 athlete. Inches right. in the air.
And outside of hitting the guy with a helmet, he's had a pretty good career.
And finally here, Nokia. Remember Nokia, the phone company?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll be releasing a classic Nokia brick phone for their 20th anniversary here. They're going to re-release the 6310, which came out in March of 2001. And the good news about the re-release of the phone here is it will have the original Snake game.
Wow.
Which I don't know about you guys. I spent a lot of time playing the original Snake game back in the day. That was fun.
No way Joe knows what that is.
No.
You don't know the Snake game from the old Nokia phone?
No, and can I just tell you this, too? I don't want some big fat go to back to that big fat phone again.
I'm done with those phones.
Yeah.
These phones are getting too big.
This was like right up your alley since you can't figure out how to use your current phone.
No, if you're
going to
go back and bring back a phone, I want you to bring back the original brick phone. The original. Not the Nokia 2001 version.
You gotta be able to fit the thing in your pocket.
That, like, it came in a briefcase.
Like the one from the 90s?
Like late 80s, not even 90s.
No.
The thing's actually kind of nice. Like, it's got a little bit bigger screen. It's run you about $80.
Why don't you get one, Wood, and let us know what you think.
I was doing this to help out the elderly like you, Joe, but...
I really don't need any of your help at this point. I really don't. I think I'm okay. I do. Hey, we got Don Bailey Jr., speaking of one of our favorite guys, going to join us. to talk some. This got to be tough on Don Bailey Jr. What's been going on for sure?
Right.
He's got coaches, shows, and stuff. Anyway, yeah. DBJ's going to join us coming up. Talk about the Miami Hurricanes as they get set to take on North Carolina. So we'll have all that for you, Zach. Before that, though, if you're watching a 91-0 high school football game, and you go home after that, and you're one of those coaches. What are you drinking?
I would normally tell you just to have a nice little glass of Zaffer rum, but in that case, it might be two or three. Try to go to sleep that night. I mean, I could see that happening. But if you're going to do that and you're going to have a rough night like that or you're having a great weekend, it doesn't matter. Zaffer rum is your answer. I had this amazing product a couple years back, and I love it. Zaffer rum is unbelievable. I was blown away by the taste of what rum should taste like. It's unlike any other rum that I had before because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. Yeah, so if you're looking for an upscale and luxurious spirit, you need to try either the 21-year aged bottle or the limited edition 30-year aged bottle of Zaffer rum. Perfectly balanced with a taste of fruit and spice, had that elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks. Great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. And speaking of cigars, even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zaffer rum by saying, with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. Zaffer also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute, just another one of their prestigious awards there at Zaffer Rum. And now it's your turn to enjoy Zaffer Rum when you go to your favorite restaurant or bar, or you're going to the liquor store, wherever you're going. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram, also social media friendly, at Zaffer Rum. That's Zaffara. And Zaffer Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly, because there is no rum without Zaffra.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.